This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is July 16th, 2021. And Nick, what is going on here with options expirations today?
Yeah. Today is options expiration for the month of July, so this is a week of institutional game playing. We saw it last month. We had a quad witch. This is just a normal monthly expiration, but we still see a lot of stocks all over the place this week. It's been a very, very interesting session. A little bit of a weaker market overall, if you ask me. And even today, there's nothing all that terrific out here. So we see a lot of money rotation and a lot of game playing really by the big institutions this week. But overall, we'll get back to normal trading on Monday. This was a typical options X with a lot of whipsaw. That's what you should expect during an options expiration trading period. Stocks that are up into the stratosphere generally will pull back. Stocks that are down will normally get, very often will get a pop or some kind of a bid. So that is definitely what we've seen this week. And again, we're looking forward to seeing what we get next week when Options X and all the shenanigans are out of the way.
All right. Well, the commodities under pressure today, aren't they?
Yeah, we're seeing a pretty good sell-off in a lot of the industrials, a lot of the base metal stocks. We're seeing pretty good sell-off today in gold. So it looks like commodities are under full pressure. Copper is down today. And again, this is just par for the course during an options X period. So we'll see if it's options X or is it more meaningful going forward. But we're definitely seeing a lot of commodity stocks under pressure today. And you know, like I said, we'll see where we go on Monday if these things can recoup. But pretty good hits today.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were inching up. We had gold was over $1,830 heading towards that magical close that you were talking about. And then like clockwork, it gets slammed down.
Yeah, I mean, got to remember, gold did go into the daily chart 200 period moving average. That was a big resistance level. And now you want to see what it does over the next week or so. What kind of pattern does it make? But it's still been a very, very tough trade. Gold's had a nice, really nice bounce. I mean, let's face it, gold futures on the 29th of June were trading down around 1750, and they went up to that 1828 level, which I talked about being the resistance point. And now we're trading at around 1817 at the moment.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And we'll see where it heads off. You know, options expiration, anything can happen, right?
Anything can happen. This is the week of institutional game playing. I talk about it each and every month. We see it all the time. This is my least favorite week to put on any real commitments in the market. It's just a week of a lot of whipsaw, and it's very, very tough to trade that because you got to remember these institutions, they have an agenda, and they know where the popular options plays are, and they're going to move those options out of that strike range going into expiration. They do it each and every month. They've been doing it for years.
All right, so we already talked about gold. Hey, we're going to do an abbreviated session since I'm just getting set in the new studio, just moved, but we'll be back to normal next week. So just make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com, check out Nick's instructional materials and how you can learn how to do what he's been doing for decades now, which is beat the market. And take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Your emails are always welcome at KL at Kerry Lutz. Nick, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.